Adam's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. ESB made a profit after tax of €706 million last year. That's down 19% on its results for 2023, but it is in line with its expectations. The energy group has proposed a dividend to the government of €189 million for last year, compared to €220 million for 2023. Paul Stapleton is Chief Financial Officer of ESB. He joins us in studio now. Paul, profits after tax down, as I say, year on year. Still, though, as you described, a solid performance. It does mean ESB had a cumulative profit of more than €2.4 billion over the past 3 years. And given how much of a challenge prices have been for consumers, how can that be justified?
Good morning, Adam. And yes, today we're announcing our 2024 results. And as you've said, our profit after tax of €706 million is a reduction on last year, but it is a strong performance nonetheless. But the other key figure I would highlight is the scale of investment. Last year, we invested €2.2 billion in energy infrastructure across the economy. That's €3 invested for every €1 of profit. And that really underpins the need for ESB to make the level of profits that we are making, because we're borrowing significantly to enable that investment. And as a state company, we're continuing to invest hugely in infrastructure that is critically important for our economy and our society.
But if you're making that profit after that investment, as you say in your statement, you recognise how much of a challenge prices have been for consumers. Clearly, there's more scope there for something to be done, at least on wholesale prices to be lower than they currently are.
Well, the primary driver of electricity prices in Ireland, as listeners will be aware, is wholesale gas prices. And Electric Ireland, which is ESB's retail supply arm, has over the last 16 months given 3 price reductions, cumulatively of the order of 20% across both electricity and gas. And that's putting more than 700 euros back into the pockets of a typical dual fuel customer. Where prices go next really depends on what happens in wholesale international fuel prices. Gas prices, while they're lower than they were through the crisis period 2 years ago, did rise in the second half of last year. In fact, they peaked up over 140 pence a therm earlier this year, but they have fallen again by about 20% in recent weeks. So they are still quite volatile. If the current downward trend in wholesale gas prices continues, that will ultimately lead to good news for customers down the line. But it is a volatile position. So the future of retail prices very much depends on where wholesale prices go in the coming weeks and months.
People clearly hope that the gas price does continue to fall. On the investment that you mentioned, €2.2 billion invested last year, most of that €1.4 went to electricity networks in Ireland and Northern Ireland. What exactly was that money spent on?
Well, it's, as you said, €1.4 billion across the electricity network, north and south. It's, I suppose, on three main areas. Firstly, to add capacity to the network for new homes, new industry, growth in the economy. All needs new additional capacity. Secondly, to connect more renewables, all the new solar farms, wind farms, as we're decarbonising our energy system. And thirdly, to make the network as resilient, safe and reliable as we can in the face of more extreme weather events which we're experiencing.
You mentioned that, and obviously these results wouldn't include it, but there was a big impact to the network with Storm Éowyn at the start of this year. Do you know at this stage how much that will cost?
We don't specifically, I suppose, obviously to acknowledge Storm Éowyn was a hugely disruptive event and very challenging for many of our customers and many people across the island. It required a huge response, and ESB Network's first priority was to restore power as quickly and as safely as possible to all of those customers. We mobilised resources from across many different countries in Europe, and we had over 3,500 people working dawn to dusk across those weeks to restore power. Because of the nature of the mobilisation and crews coming from abroad, it will take some time for all the costs to be fully collated. So we don't have a final figure at this point, but we can say it will be significant. Our 24 numbers include the cost of Storm Dara, which occurred before Christmas. And that was a significant storm, but Storm Éowyn was on a different level again. Unprecedented hurricane winds hitting our island for the first time.
And obviously for a lot of customers, a long time before they were reconnected. Have lessons been learned there? And maybe if that were to happen again, the ESB would be able to respond quicker than it did?
Well, I think I suppose we need to acknowledge the storm was an unprecedented weather event, as I said, hurricane force winds hitting us for the first time. And of course, when something happens for the first time, there's lessons to be learned from that. So following the storm, we're reviewing all aspects of our storm response. We're looking at what short-term measures we can take to make sure we're as ready as we can be for next winter. And that includes things like replenishing our stock levels and maybe looking at forestry management and timber cutting programs, which was a huge part of the challenge. But also, and maybe more importantly for the longer term, we're looking at our long-term investment plans. ESB Networks plans to double the level of investment in the network over the next 5 years compared to the last 5 years. It has put forward a proposal to the regulator of up to 13 billion investment in the network. And a big part of that is to make the network as reliable as we can in the face of severe events. We're reviewing that plan now in light of Storm Owen to see if there's any adjustments need to be made and to take into account there.
Paul Stapleton, Chief Financial Officer at ESB. Thank you very much for that.